It's called the Mississippi River Initiative, and it's aimed at keeping the river free of illegal pollution ranging from raw sewage to industrial waste. It's a coordinated effort involving the Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's Offices, state conservation departments, and the Environmental Protection Agency. Standing beneath the 630-foot-tall Gateway Arch on the west bank of the Mississippi River in St. Louis recently, U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno told a gathering of U.S. attorneys that the administration is committed to going after those who pollute the river.
Together with its tributaries, the Mississippi drains approximately 41% of the continental United States, the second largest drainage of any river in the world. Approximately 18 million citizens of the United States, that's one out of every 15 Americans, get their drinking water from the Mississippi or its tributaries. Total revenue from recreational uses alone exceeds $1 billion a year. It is a mighty river.
The Mississippi River Initiative was started as a way to address the unprecedented amounts of pollution currently plaguing the river. Authorities targeted point source pollution, which is material that can usually be traced to a specific original source, such as a public or private sewer system, or an industrial discharge. U.S. EPA Administrator Carol Browner says the new Get Tough policy for Mississippi River polluters has been very successful.
All told, in the past year, there have been 54 criminal defendants, both individual and corporate, that have been prosecuted. The result, taken together, nearly 40 years of prison and probation time, nearly $30 million in fines and restitution. But you know what? This only tells a part of the story, the federal part of the story. State after state have also filed their own cases. Here in Missouri, more than 100 cases.
Some of the violations over the past year have included illegal dumping from barges, illegal filling of wetlands, oil spills, sewer overflows, and discharges of chemicals into the Mississippi or its tributaries. Browner and Reno say the Mississippi River Initiative represents a shift in policy regarding polluters. Now, if found guilty of contaminating the nation's rivers, polluters won't just pay a fine. Law enforcement officials say they'll see prison time. Environmentalists say that's great. The Clinton administration has placed a greater emphasis on clean water. But Scott Faber with the group American Rivers says the Mississippi River is still a major dumping ground for industrial polluters.
Many manufacturers, other factories, even cities are violating the conditions of their permits. Literally thousands of illegal discharges are being made into the Mississippi River every year, and people from Minnesota to Louisiana are suffering the consequences for that.
Faber says not only must enforcement of illegal dumping be stepped up, but the EPA should reduce the amount of contaminants industry can legally discharge into the river.
The problem may still be that even if we crack down on every illegal discharge, even if we properly permit every single factory and city bordering the Mississippi River, we may still be discharging too much pollution into the river, discharging more pollution than the river can really sustainably handle. And then it's up to EPA to really go back and ask itself, how much can we really legally permit?
Faber says the major source of pollution in the Mississippi, as well as most other rivers, remains agricultural runoff. In fact, the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently unveiled a set of draft regulations designed to control runoff from large livestock farms. As for the Mississippi River Initiative, EPA Administrator Carol Browner says she will meet with U.S. attorneys 1 year from now to evaluate the program's progress. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Bill Rack in St. Louis.